from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Qatar as part of a multi-nation trip to the Middle East and Southeast Asia. VOA's Pam Dawkins reports from Doha.
One of the main purposes of this trip is to meet with the Gulf Cooperation Council members about the Iran nuclear deal. Some Gulf members have raised concerns that the deal could be destabilizing to the region and that a sanctions-free Iran could lend more support to militant groups in the region. So part of this is part of the U.S. administration's efforts to allay some concerns about this agreement.
Before arriving in Doha, Secretary Kerry was in Cairo, where he met with the Egyptian president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, in a diplomatic show of U.S. support for Egypt's ongoing fight against Islamist extremists in the Sinai Peninsula. From Qatar, Mr. Kerry travels to Singapore, Malaysia, and Vietnam. President Obama is set to unveil new regulations today aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama spoke in a Sunday Facebook posting by the White House.
It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion. It's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus. And it has serious implications for the way that we live now.
Greek stocks dropped sharply Monday when the Athens Stock Exchange opened for the first time in 5 weeks. The exchange index lost nearly 23% in the opening moments of trading. Shares steadily regained some ground, with the index down less than 19% after 2 hours. The government closed the stock exchange in late June when it also shut down banks and imposed limits on money withdrawals. VOA News. The Nigerian army said late Sunday it rescued nearly 180 people held by the militant group Boko Haram, mostly women and children at camps in the country's northeast Borno state. Earlier Sunday, the Nigerian Air Force, backed by ground forces, as they attacked Boko Haram fighters on the southern edge of the Sambisa forest. The French press agency says 13 people were killed and nearly 30 wounded by suspected Boko Haram fighters about 20 kilometers south of the Borno capital of Maiduguri. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned the killing of a UN peacekeeper in the Central African Republic who died on Sunday after being attacked by gunmen. The UN force took over from the African Union peacekeepers nearly a year ago with a mandate to protect civilians and to support a political transition in the CAR. A second American has been accused by Zimbabwean authorities of illegally killing a lion. The announcement follows Zimbabwe's request that Washington extradite Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer for the alleged poaching of a rare black-maned lion. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Zimbabwe's accused Pennsylvania medical doctor Jan Casimir Seski of illegally killing a lion near the Hwangi National Park in April with a bow and arrow. Zimbabwe's National Parks and Wildlife Management Authority has suspended the hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in the Hwangi area. Last week, news of the killing of a well-known black-maned lion named Cecil by Walter Palmer sparked international outrage on social media. Palmer said he believed he was acting legally when he killed Cecil July 1st. In Washington, U.S. Senator Robert Menendez has introduced legislation. It would expand import bans to species proposed for listing as threatened or endangered, as well as those already considered endangered. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
There was no consensus Monday on how soon talks to conclude the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact could be revived after the 12 parties failed to reach a deal at what was intended to be concluding round last week in Hawaii. The timing really is a challenge at this point, really driven by electoral politics, according to the Asia Trade Center Executive Director, Deborah Elms, told VOA via Skype. A Canadian general election is scheduled for October 19th and campaigning began on Sunday. Hundreds of journalists marched Sunday in Mexico's capital to protest the killing of photojournalist Ruben Espinosa, who was found dead from gunshot wounds along with other reporters. Espinosa fled to Mexico City several weeks ago after being harassed outside his home in Veracruz. The Committee to Protect Journalists says Mexico is the 10th deadliest country for reporters. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.